This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 16th.
I was walking down the street this morning, heard someone call my name and I could not stop.
That was Pawn Shop Blues by the blues singer-guitarist Brownie McGhee. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1915, he passed away today in 1996 in Oakland, California. His father was a singer and guitarist, and Brownie followed in that same tradition after his uncle gave him a guitar handmade from a board and a tin marshmallow box. He and Sonny Terry went on to create one of the most famous blues duos in history. Rest in peace, Brownie McGhee. Some of the coolest riots ever made were founded today in 1852, passing away in 1966. I mean the Studebaker. Today, the Studebaker brothers founded their wagon company. When the descendants turned the automobile manufacturing, Thomas Edison bought their first electric car in 1903. Those Studebakers that rolled off the line in Indiana were ages ahead of the rest of the country in terms of design. Maybe too cool, but you knew you were cool if you rode around in a Studie. Your nightly news began today in 1948 when NBC-TV aired the first nightly newscast, the Camel Newsreel Theater. The Camel stood for Camel Cigarettes, the lead advertiser, with host John Cameron Swayze. The news report lasted all of 15 minutes. Bill Powell loved golf. When he came home from World War II, he wasn't allowed to play because black folks were lucky if they could get a job as caddy. So he decided to build his own golf course, and in 1946, the first 9 holes opened at H.T. Clearview's Golf Course, the only golf course ever to be wholly designed, built, and operated by African Americans. And today, in 2001, the Clearview's Golf Course in Canton, Ohio, was added to the National Register of Historic Places. And it's the birthday of William Sanders Scarborough, born enslaved in 1852. His father free, his mother enslaved. By age 10, he could read and write. In 1865, when he heard the guns pounding, he knew he was free, and this literate, shoe apprentice went on to become the first African-American classical scholar. Pro-slavery Senator John C. Calhoun is famous for saying, "No Negro can ever learn Greek. They should just sweep." Well, William Scarborough read and wrote in the original Greek and Latin. He graduated from Oberlin College and taught classics at Macon, Georgia's Lewis High School, which racist mobs burned to the ground. He fled and became president of Wilberforce University. While being denied entrance to the American Philological Meeting here in Baltimore, in 1903, he became their first black member. He was always politically active and participated in the Pan-African Congress with William Du Bois. So happy birthday, William Sanders Scarborough. It's also the birthday of James Baskett. Born in 1904, he was an actor and the first African-American man to receive an Oscar, though an honorary one, for singing Zippity-Doo-Dah, What a Wonderful Day, in his role as Uncle Remus in Disney's Song of the South. It was then and remains today a highly controversial film because it showed slaves as happy. The film was demeaning, as was the role. But remember this pioneer, stifled by racism in the film industry in his life. And it's the birthday of Rosengruther, or Nazi Germany's race pope. Hans Friedrich Karl Günther, born on this day in 1891. Günther was a German race researcher and eugenicist whose work was a major influence on the racist ideology of Nazi Germany. He taught at all the major universities about the biological and genetic inferiority of Jews, blacks, Romanies, and others, while teaching that the Nordic race was supreme. He was chair of the racial theory department at Jena University and was a Nazi. When World War II ended, he was put in an internment camp only to be released after he was deemed not an instigator of violence. He continued preaching as a Holocaust denier and teaching his racist theories until his death. We remember Mildred Fish Harnack, an American-German historian, translator, and Nazi resistance fighter in World War II. She was arrested with her husband for fighting against the Nazis, and Hitler ordered that she be executed. And on this day in 1943, she was beheaded. And one of the pioneering black actresses, Anita Bush, passed away on this day in 1974 at the age of 93. She danced with Burt Williams, made films with Bill Pickett the Bulldogger, and she founded the Lafayette Theater Company in Harlem, a great repertory company that brought the world of theater to black audiences. And we remember two others who passed away today. One is the poet Philip Levine, Philip Levine was a poet laureate of the United States of America who won the Pulitzer Prize. He started out as an auto worker, and he wrote his poems from the factory floor, became a working-class poet and hero in Detroit and around the country, and passed away from cancer over the weekend at the age 87. And, of course, we lost over the weekend the great Baltimore politician, Frank Conaway Jr., Senior, who we will talk about later in the program. And here's a great song for us to think about on this February the 16th, on the day Detroit Mayor Jerome P. Kavanaugh declared Aretha Franklin Day in 1968, that I never loved a man the way I love you, that Aretha Franklin performed at the White House in 2014. Continue your exploration of this day in history. Visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back with Corey McRae.